الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. We started our tertib, our way of straightening the steps, but it's hardly perhaps a month and we have already stopped. So we would like to just remind the students again, please, two students from the middle, walk to the one side, and the two students from the ends, walk the other side. So in about 10-15 seconds, it will be finished. But keep this up, and we want you to carry it on with you, wherever inshallah you will go and make imamat, where you are, in whichever masjid. There is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and a sunnah that is almost dead in the ummah. And for reviving the sunnah, every time you do it, inshallah, you will get a sawab of 100 shaheeds. So what a great reward. So let us become firm on it now. Don't give it up. Start to carry on with it, inshallah. We all will try, inshallah. And everyone have that desire. Wherever we make namaz, and we have some authority with the imam or something, or we become a mutawalli of a masjid, see that we install this and start with it. How many students have learned Durude Tunjina or Tunajina? There are still quite a few who haven't learned it. How many haven't, don't know it still? Put up your hands. Just a few picked it up who said they know it, and a few picked it up who say who do. And the others, where are they? They know it half. Please learn it, eh? It's a very, very valuable durud, which is stressed by our elders that we should recite it. And very valuable. And also, how many of us know the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wasallam till the end? How many of us? Oh, mashallah. Those who don't know it, please learn it also. Eh? It's also an extremely valuable dua. And then with regard to tomorrow, where's Maulana Musa? What from?
To his classes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, we have to turn our attention to us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know tomorrow we'll be having a meeting with the government officials regarding the visa problem. So one is a humble request for the students, inshallah, who is ready tonight to make i'tikaf in the masjid? Make i'tikaf sleeping here in the masjid, inshallah, with the intention of Allah's help and assistance. We lift up our hands, inshallah. Who is ready for i'tikaf? Inshallah. And sometimes we try to wake up early for tahajjud namaz, make salat of tahajjud, and try to make dua, especially at that time. Then secondly, Hazrat Maulana encourages students to keep roza tomorrow. So inshallah, who is ready to fast tomorrow for this? Inshallah, Allah accept, inshallah. And then the third thing is that the HIF students, there's two halls. Inshallah, Qari Abdullah will come tomorrow morning and explain exactly which classes. The one hall from 12 o'clock to 12:30, they can engage, inshallah, lead sub sabak. They will engage in dua, and they will perform salah, etc., from 12 o'clock to 12:30. And then at 3:15 to 3:15, the other hall, inshallah, will engage in ibadat and dua, the asatida and the students together. And then at 2 o'clock in the masjid for the alim students, so there is no haraj in harm to their sabaks, because the mashallah, the meeting will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock to about 3:15, 3:30. So at 2 o'clock to 3:15, we humbly request the students who, inshallah, is ready to come to the masjid, especially the alim students and most of those who are involved in it. But even if you are not involved in it, remember that this will have an effect on all the madaris. It's about 2,000 students in South Africa, and these are students from throughout the world. So inshallah, through our du'as, through our efforts, the people, the whole world will benefit, inshallah, if the decision is passed in our favor. So inshallah, who is ready from 2 o'clock tomorrow till about 2:40 to come to the masjid and engage in ibadat, inshallah. Inshallah, we all try. And make special dua tonight, especially. Inshallah.
And one more thing also, whoever can give some sadaqah. Sadaqah is very, very, very effective also. So whoever can, try and give it tonight, tomorrow morning, better tonight. And all these things which Maulana Musa also mentioned, with the niyat that Allah must ease this problem that we are having. And Allah opened the doors, and so that the knowledge of deen can spread in the four corners of the world, inshallah. And that becomes easy. And make lot of dua sincerely from the heart. And you can make dua with lifting up your hands also. That's fine. And if you want to, at any time, tonight, before sleeping, make dua also. And in from your heart, make dua. Muraqabah dua, from the heart, make dua. And we ask Allah Ta'ala, may Allah make it easy for all of us and solve this problem for us. And Allah Ta'ala guide our Maulana Abdullah Tabilia, Maulana Ziyad, to have Allah put the right words and to say it in the right way. And Allah soften the hearts of the government officials and let them accept and let them open the door for us, inshallah. And everything, remember, is by Allah Ta'ala. All our du'as, that is all effort. But the decision is from Allah. Allah alone makes decisions. And whatever His decision is, that goes out. So we have to beg Him. We have to please Him. We have to beg Him.